Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Though it is fairly easy to get folks to admit that they are not perfect, it is impossible to get them to admit that there is not one shred of intrinsic value in them, apart from the revelation of that truth to them by the Holy Spirit. Men are by nature convinced that they have something to offer to God, even if it is just trying to do the best they can. The natural man scoffs at the idea that God would be just in condemning the world and all of its inhabitants to an everlasting destruction. This is preposterous in his eyes because he knows too many good people like himself that he deems worthy of God's favor. He looks upon those things he would call good deeds and feels certain in his mind that these things must count for something beyond this life. An amazing transformation of thought takes place when God is pleased to quicken a man who is lost in this state of nature. All of a sudden, he is smitten with a recognition of the fact that he is totally without any sort of hope and sees the good deeds that he has relied upon as so much dung. He finds himself stripped naked and bare before God, without any sort of covering and absolutely no excuse for his sin. He must cry, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Now, if a man could somehow earn God's favor by his good deeds, then the reward would be given according to debt. Man could, in this way, control God. Of course, this is preposterous, as he who rules in the heavens and the earth cannot become obligated to men. So it is pleased him to bestow his mercy upon men, according to his sovereign purpose, that his grace might be exalted and his name glorified. He is pleased to work in those upon whom he bestows this mercy to produce true good works, which are the evidence of his blessings rather than the cause of them. Those who are not the recipients of his mercy will carp and cavil at how unfair this reckoning of blessing by grace and not debt is. But those who have been the objects of his mercy are given eyes to see that were it not so, they would surely perish. So Peter here speaks of a like precious faith, which is shared by all of those whom God has marked out to receive it. This like precious faith is the gift of God. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Let no man think that faith is the function of his own mind or an activity of his will. This faith is bestowed upon his elect according to his own measure and purpose. For I say, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. This like precious faith is the same to all of his elect. Though it is pleased him to give to various men differing degrees or measures of faith, the essence of faith which he gives is the same to all of them. There is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called, and one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. The sum and substance of the faith of God's elect is the righteousness of Christ, manifested in his redeeming work at Calvary. We look for no other. He said he was the vine, and we are the branches, and we abide in him. This is extremely sweet for the sons of God as they contemplate their acceptance before the Father to be 100% according to his acceptance there. This like precious faith is that which gives them strength in the present hour. Though the full enjoyment and manifestation of our total blessing in Christ yet awaits us in the day of the resurrection, we are presently given grace through this same like precious faith to stand in this present evil day. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me, and gave himself for me. That faith in which we shall stand when the dead, both small and great, stand before the Almighty, is the same faith in which we currently live and move and have our being. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. Come, guilty souls, and flee away to Christ to heal your wounds. This is the welcome gospel day wherein free grace abounds. God loved the church and gave his Son to drink the cup of wrath. And Jesus says he'll cast out none that come to him by faith. Do you rest in this like precious faith?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.